DTCC nears a live tokenization demo of real DTC securities. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, the company that sits at the center of how almost every U.S. stock and bond trade actually settles, said it is close to a live demonstration of asset tokenization using securities held at its Depository Trust Company subsidiary. The update came via a June 16, 2026 post from Cointelegraph relaying DTCC's own messaging. That phrasing matters. DTCC is not describing a sandbox token or a synthetic test asset. It is talking about creating on-chain representations of real securities that already sit in DTC custody, the legal backbone for the bulk of U.S. equities and fixed income. A working demo on that base is a different signal than the steady stream of exploring tokenization headlines from the past 2 years. The depository that clears almost everything DTC holds custody of the securities behind most U.S. trades and handles their settlement in a centralized book entry system. When you buy a share through a broker, you rarely hold a certificate. You hold an entitlement recorded in this layer. That is why a tokenization move here reads differently than a bank tokenizing its own fund. It touches the shared settlement plumbing the entire market depends on. DTCC's design, described in its May 4, 2026 update on the new service, keeps the existing legal structure intact. The plan creates tokenized entitlements, digital representations of securities already custodied at DTC that can move between approved wallets on permitted blockchains without changing the underlying ownership records or investor protections. The token is a new way to move and settle the claim, not a new claim. From no action letter to a dated rollout, the path to this point ran through Washington. DTC received a no action letter from the SEC on December 11, 2025, giving it room to run a pilot tokenization service for a defined set of highly liquid assets. Per DTCC's published scope, that set covers Russell 1000 constituents, ETFs tracking major U.S. equity indices, and U.S. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds. DTCC has paired the regulatory clearance with a calendar. It is targeting limited production trades in a July 2026 pilot, then a broader platform launch in October, building from a working group of more than 50 firms that includes BlackRock, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Circle, and Ripple. A live demonstration now is the rehearsal before that July pilot goes to real trades. Separately, DTCC has been working with Digital Asset to mint a subset of DTC-custodied U.S. treasuries on the Canton Network, where firms including JP Morgan, Broadridge, and Visa already run live workflows. Treasury tokenization and the broader securities service are distinct tracks, but they point the same direction, moving the assets that back trillions in collateral onto programmable rails. The collateral layer crypto already leans on tokenized treasuries, and equities are not an abstract TradFi story for crypto users. They are becoming the collateral and yield layer underneath stablecoins, lending markets, and increasingly the payment rails behind spending products. Stablecoin issuers already park reserves in short-dated treasuries. A version of those treasuries that settles on-chain in seconds changes how that collateral can be posted, moved, and redeemed. For anyone who spends from crypto, the second-order effect is the more interesting one. Most stablecoin-funded cards and on-chain spending products today sit on a chain of conversions: tokens to fiat, fiat through a card network, then settlements somewhere in the traditional system. If the traditional settlement layer itself becomes tokenized, the distance between an on-chain balance and a brokerage balance narrows. The same wallet logic that powers spending from your own key starts to look less exotic when the assets on the other side are also tokens. There's a hype gap to respect here. A live demonstration is a controlled environment, not a market running at scale. The July pilot is described as limited production trades for a reason, and the assets in scope are deliberately the most liquid and least controversial. None of this turns the average brokerage account on-chain this quarter. The treasuries do not start paying yield to a card balance because DTCC ran a demo. What changed is the source of the signal. For most of the tokenization cycle, the loudest voices were issuers and startups, with a token to sell. DTCC has no token to sell. It runs the settlement layer, and it has now attached a date to putting a slice of that layer on a blockchain.